Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Oftentimes, students will ask me, why do I need to practice meditation? I just don't want to. I don't want to do this stuff. I don't want to practice mindfulness. I don't want to sit still and count my breath. Why do we need to do this all? I got a big answer this week as to why, and I want to share it with you. We don't practice to feel good, although sometimes we do feel good. And when I talk about practice, you know, I'm talking about anything that you do on a consistent basis that helps you get stronger in any capacity, whether it be physically stronger, mentally, emotionally stronger, anything that you do where you're training, right? Training your mind, body to be more stable, to be more flexible, and to be stronger. So I'm not specifically talking about meditation or yoga because I know that doesn't work for everybody. So please understand me when I say that. Why do we train? Why do we commit ourselves to practices and daily habits? Why? It's so that we can respond to life in a way that's more alert, in a way where we're clearer, in a way that we're more resilient and flexible. I had a big aha this week. I had just a crazy week. I was launching two free webinars on effective cueing for yoga teachers. And I worked my tail off for the last couple of weeks because there are so many steps in launching a webinar in a webinar series. And I've been painstakingly going through the steps. And it finally came to last Wednesday when I was going to be offering my first free webinar Wednesday night. Well, something happened to me on Tuesday and Tuesday night when I'd been working so hard to put together my presentation, my PowerPoint, and I accidentally deleted it and emptied the trash. A presentation I'd been working on for probably 2 weeks. I emptied the trash. No way to get it back. I don't know how it happened. It was a split second. We do this stuff when we're not mindful. We all do. When we're stressed, when we're not thinking right, when we're too worried, we do stupid stuff, right? So I'm telling you my stupid thing. I could laugh about it now, kind of. So I deleted my presentation that I was going to be presenting the next day and haven't been feeling well, which I think has to do with some of my mindlessness this week. It's just my physical state. So Wednesday I got up and I started working at about 5:30 in the morning and I reproduced 130 slides throughout the day. Meanwhile, I also had to get this webinar ready to go that had some videos I was going to infuse into the presentation. I had emails that needed to go out reminding people about the webinar. I was just like super focused all day Wednesday. Well, luckily, Wednesday night came around and I had done a couple of tests and I felt pretty good. And so Wednesday night, I launched the webinar and we had a good number of people on it and it went off without a hitch. And I'll tell you, after I clicked end event, I collapsed. I couldn't believe I had been on such heightened alert all day long. Somehow, you know, I'd gotten past the incredible overwhelm that I had deleted this presentation. Well, here we go. So into Thursday, I have my second of the two free webinars that I was offering. And I had a really nice number signed up for the webinar and got myself ready. Same thing. I didn't do anything different than I had done on Wednesday night. I had definitely copied and saved many versions of my PowerPoint by now. So I was pretty confident that that wasn't going to go haywire. Well, I started my webinar and I am not hearing any responses from people on the chat. I'm asking them to please, you know, tell me your name, where you're from. Thank you for coming. And then somebody puts in the chat, I can't hear you. Are you on? And I thought, oh no. And so I fiddled around and got the audio working. Great. Okay, I had about, 50 people on the webinar. And I continue talking, start presenting the material, and then again I see, I can't hear you. The audio went out, and I'm thinking, oh God. And so I told everybody to sit tight, and I pulled myself off. I ended the event. I pulled myself off. I rebooted. Now, you know how long that takes. Meanwhile, I've got, 50 people on the other end. I'm thinking, oh, they're all going to just totally tune me out. Like, they're going to stop. You know, if something's not working, you're like, all right, next thing. I got back on and my audio was working, and then it went off again. And this was about halfway into my webinar. And I said to everybody, you know what? We're going to have to reschedule. This is, it's not worth it. I can't do this to you all. And thank you very much. And so I ended the webinar halfway through and went to write an email to everybody with the next date, which is going to be next week, and a link to register. And so I wrote out an email and I sent it to all the people that had signed up, which was about 100, and sent it out and went about my day and started getting emails that I had written instead of March 7th, which is the date of the webinar. I accidentally hit one of the symbols, the ampersand sign. So it said March, ampersand, not the date. Oh my gosh, I thought, are you kidding me? So this is my lesson. This is what I learned this week is, when we're not feeling well, when we're stressed out, when we're overwhelmed, we make mistakes. But also what I learned is not to beat myself up. Obviously there's nothing I can do about it. Just let people know the date and apologize that the webinar didn't go off as it should have, and get on with it. And so what I learned this week is that my practices are working. My practices of paying attention, of noticing when I get distracted, of giving myself a little loving kindness and being patient with myself because I'm doing a lot. All that stuff is working. I could have fallen apart. This was something I'd been working on for a few weeks, trying to cross every T and dot every I. And it fell, it fell apart. I got one good webinar off. The other one fell apart. I made a critical mistake in an email, not giving a date. And I didn't fall apart. I held it together. And I'm standing here telling you about it just not even 24 hours later. Our practices make us more resilient. When we consistently practice anything, emptying the dishwasher mindfully, it trains our brain. It trains us to stay with what we're doing, even if the proverbial shit hits the fan, even if stuff doesn't work out, even if you're thrown a curveball, which I was this week several times. We're still standing. We can still do this. We got to give ourselves some kindness because we're all managing a lot. So I know I talk about optimizing a lot, optimizing our physical body, optimizing our mind, optimizing the way that we move through the world. And I am a big fan of optimizing. But on the flip side of the same coin, we need to give ourselves a lot of kindness when we trip up, a lot of patience. Because we will, if we're pushing edges in our lives, I call them ripe opportunities in my book. If we continue to lean into those ripe opportunities where things are unfamiliar, where we're trying new things, where we're pushing the boundaries of our body, we will trip up, right? Nobody presses boundaries and doesn't fall flat on their face every once in a while. So that's really what I learned this week. Our practices will help us optimize. Our practices will help us soar and shine. And our practices will help us to be more resilient when things don't work out the way that we hope they would, when we need to pull ourselves up from the bootstraps and get on with it. You know, when perhaps we did embarrass ourselves a little bit or be incredibly vulnerable. So our practices help us to be human in all aspects. We have incredible potential to shine. We have such incredible potential to connect and contribute and create in the world. And we also have the incredible potential to be resilient, to be able to bounce with the bumpy land, the bumpy road, right? To be able to find our footing when we get knocked off balance, to be able to roll with the punches. I mean, I know these are all metaphors, but they work. So we practice for so many reasons, and it's not just to be blissed out. We practice to be alive, to experience this incredible opportunity to be human. And in being human, we're going to fall on our face. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to delete files, and we're going to make typos. We're going to do it, and we learn, and we get on with it, and we just keep showing up, and we keep trying. I so honor and respect people that risk looking like a fool, right? I know what it takes. I know it because I've done it, and I have looked like a fool. In my own eyes, who knows about other people? Doesn't really matter. But I honor those fearless warriors out there that are willing to just put themselves out and maybe not have everything work out. Maybe have things, technology not work, or, you know, have wardrobe malfunctions. I respect and honor people that put themselves out there. And so I wanted to share the story of resilience with you. Why we practice to be resilient. I'm still standing. I'm still doing this podcast. And you know what? I've got another webinar next week. My presentation was actually kick butt. It was so much better than the first version I had, because I sat down and in one fell swoop just recreated it and with incredible focus and flow. So we just keep chugging on. We keep pressing in, leaning in, showing up, falling on our face, shining. And that is the miraculous opportunity to be alive in this world. So keep practicing, whatever it is you're practicing, whether it be a walking meditation or mindfulness practice or yoga practice or running practice or your spin class or weight training or whatever you do. Just keep doing it. It will teach you resiliency. Keep leaning in, keep challenging yourself so that you can become more elastic and more flexible in the real world. Thank you for listening. I wish you a fantastic week. If you're up for showing up for my webinar for effective cueing for yoga teachers, even if you're not a yoga teacher, check out, go on my Facebook page because I'll have the link there. And wishing you all a great, great day. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.